Hi everybody, this is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
Hi, Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota. Whether you shop online at southbaytoyota.com or in person, we'll make it easy for you to save time and money. South Bay Toyota is located just off the 405 freeway at Western Avenue where Torrance and Gardena meet. South Bay Toyota.
It's another huge weekend of nighttime racing action at Los Alamitos. Get ready to cash in on night racing's best bets all weekend long, featuring our popular early and late pick four wagers and the traditional pick six. And remember, we'll add $10,000 of new money to the pick six pool this Sunday night if there isn't a carryover. The pick six promotional pools often reach the $70,000 mark. Our pick six pools have hit historic figures this season, including a record $700,000 total pool on June 7th. And racing fans, make your plans now to join us for more stakes racing action this month, like the John Deere California Juvenile on August 8th, the Claiming Futurity on August 16th, and the Grade 1 Go Man Go on August 23rd. It's great quarter horse racing action every weekend at Los Alamitos. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burghardt Sports Bar. The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos. Our races start shortly after the final race from Del Mar.
Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the Santa Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. The 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of mares bred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for brood mares purchased out of state when they produce a cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-44 86455, mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West.
The South Point Hotel Casino is a must visit on your next trip to Las Vegas.
Race Book Manager Steve Johnson invites you to the only race book in Las Vegas separate from the sports book. With 11 restaurants, the South Point Hotel has something for everyone. From Michael's to Baja Miguel's, enjoy a wide variety of options for every price range. The 400-foot showroom makes for an intimate experience, enjoying live music, comedy, and an 1,100-square-foot dance floor. And the South Point is the only location in Las Vegas with Kentucky Derby and Breeders' Cup viewing parties. Come out and try the horse player-friendly South Point Hotel Casino. For reservations, contact Steve Johnson at 866-780-7223 or log on to southpointcasino.com and see why the South Point Hotel Casino has been a local favorite for decades. See you at the South Point Hotel Casino.
Attention Inland Empire Racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
There they go. O'Hara lost the rider. Native Diver is going to the front.
Gamely and Rising Market nose and nose, and Gamely is the winner by a nose. Rising.
Puppetry has the weight advantage. Farm Away has the class. Which one's going to win it? Farm Away, Marquetry. Farm Away.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Willman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Los Alamitos Racecourse. Come join us for top-class daytime thoroughbred action and nighttime quarter horse racing through December 14th. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Kong. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch, where stands multiple graded stakes winner Forbidden Kingdom, perennial top stallion clubhouse ride, stakes producing Om and Tamarando. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HaluAlohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Doug says, save a taco, eat a pizza. By the Ragazin Sheets. Get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragazin Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, along with free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson and make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Willman.
Thank you, Dan Jerzin. A very pleasant good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us. Boy, the third weekend of the meet at Del Mar where the turf meets the surf. And if you've been playing the races down there, you know things have been anything but formful. Coming into yesterday, I believe winning favorites at about 18%. I talked to a lot of people, and I think just the regular players, they're very happy. They're getting value. They're getting prices. And, you know, maybe the guys that are in the trenches all the time, it's just, wow, what's making sense here? Maybe not much. But I can tell you this, Doug O'Neill is on some kind of a roll down there. He is winning at a 26% clip through yesterday with 43 starters, 11 winners. John Sadler also batting at a high percentage. He's connecting 21% of the time in the winner's circle, 29 starters, 6 winners. Phil D'Amato next with 5 wins, Jeff Mullins at 5, Michael McCarthy, George Papabedromo, Mark Glatt, and Craig Lewis all next with 4 winners, and Craig with just 19 starters, a very high 21% win percentage as well. Well, the big news yesterday was at Saratoga, the Jim Dandy for 2-year-olds, the traditional prep for the Travers, the late summer derby, and it was a heck of a show. Renegade, to me, it looked hopeless around the far turn,
but he was able to get into gear. He kind of lowered, and he got it done out toward the middle of the track and was able to get up and beat Commandment, who, if you watch the race, he re-rallied at the wire. He had put away Luis Saez. They had been kind of battling on the lead throughout. He battled back and then was in front on the gallop out, but they don't pay out there. It was Renegade knocking down a 98 buyer speed figure, according to our good friend John White. And Commandment got a 97. So, you know, congratulations to Mike Rapoli, everybody involved with Renegade, of course, trained by Todd Pletcher. And it's on to the Travers, no question about it. The big-time New York connections and Commandment conditioned by Brad Cox. At Colonial Downs, the Arlington Million, of course, originally run and for so many years in Chicago at Arlington Park. Now at Colonial Downs, the ultra-consistent Burnham Square, he just kept grinding and got it done there at a mile and one quarter on turf. At Del Mar, well, we had a big upset in the Grade 1 Clement Hirsch. You had a horse coming in idle since May 9th at Aqueduct. Came in for Safi Joseph, got a new rider in Micah Husbands. And the kid just kind of let the horse rock and roll up near the lead and got it done. First graded stakes win in a Grade 1 in yesterday's $400,000 Clement Hirsch Eumonia, successful there and finishing, I thought, a really good third, Almond Joy. Now, the race run in slow time, I'm sure the buyers aren't going to be all that flattering, but Almond Joy, a California bred. Well, you talk about looking hopeless, way out of it at the half-mile pole, and Kent DeSormo got every inch out of her for trainer Aggie Ordonez. Well, enough of that. Let's get back to Saratoga Springs and check in with Jonathan Hardoon on behalf of the Rags and Cheats. Hey, John, good morning. How are you? And how strong are the Dodgers this morning?
A little stronger than they were last night, and everybody's flipping out. But get over it. It happens. Listen, when I was a kid growing up in New York, there was George Steinbrenner, and people hated him because he went and got Catfish Hunter, Reggie Jackson, Dave Winfield. Every day he'd get another player, and people were so mad about it. But guess what? It went on, and everything was good, and they go through streaks and runs for a couple of years, and then someone else takes over. But this is a serious team.
Yeah, and I'm old enough to remember before free agency when the Yankees just used the Kansas City A's as their farm club, and everybody hated the Yankees, you know, and they were just completely dominant.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and that's what the Dodgers have turned into in this age. You know, every you go through cycles in life, and that's
yeah.
It.
Well, let's get back to it. What about your take on the Jim Dandy yesterday? And again, according to John White, Renegade got a 98 buyer, Commandment a 97. Your take on it visually, John?
Well, numbers-wise and figure-wise, like you said, it probably won't come up strong, but what he did was visually impressive, Mike. He came from out of it. Horses weren't doing that on this track for the last week or so. You know, they had 10 inches of rain between Tuesday and Thursday. They were even forced to cancel on Wednesday.
Wow.
So that, you know, especially people in Southern California like you, Mike, if you remember a few years back when you had to deal with all the damn rain at Santa Anita. So it definitely screwed up the track somewhat, because on Friday you had five horses that were actually eased down the backstretch. Thank God nothing happened to them. They all returned safe. But that track had to be a mess. You know, the surface, in my opinion, just had to wash away. You can't deal with 10 inches of rain nonstop, you know, in a short period of time like that. But listen, take nothing away from the winner. Is this the greatest crop of three-year-olds? No, it's not even that good a crop of three-year-olds, in my opinion, that we've seen in the last couple of years. There's no journalism here. There's no, you know, none of those horses that ran last year. These horses, if you ran them 50 times against each other, Mike, you'd have 40 different winners. That's just my opinion. Nobody took advantage and stepped to the head of the group. I get it. The Sherry DeVoe horse won 2/3 of the Triple Crown, but a lot of horses just haven't shown up yet. And that's just the story, and that's the way it goes.
And Cherie, she's going to be favored for the Travers, don't you think?
100%.
Golden Temple, yeah.
Beaten that, yeah. But remember, the horse that ran yesterday was the favorite against Golden Temple in the Derby, first time around. So, again, who knows who's going to win. It's who shows up on those days. But, Commandment was a little bit of a disappointment. Cox put blinkers on him, hoping that he would focus more. And if you see, he runs in places, because even after he was passed, he came back and tried to battle back.
There's more there.
I don't know. Yeah, there's definitely more there, and I'm sure he's as frustrated as could be, because when you're a top trainer and you can't seem to get to the bottom of it, well, that's got to annoy you somewhat. By the way, congratulations to Todd Pletcher. He was 4-59 since the Belmont Stakes week, which I guess was like a month ago. Yesterday, all he did was rattle off 5 winners, Mike. 5 winners in one day.
Yeah, and Rapoli, how many times has he won the Jim Dandy? 4?
Yeah, something like that. And, he loves these big races, especially in New York. And listen, love him or hate him, he's good for the game. He shows up with 100 people every time his horses run. He puts his money into the game, and that's it. He deserves to have some success.
He gets us out of our insular bubble. There's no question, he gets us out there in general sports media. And we need that. Does he irritate a lot of people quite often? No question about it. He does.
Well, that's his personality. A lot of new people don't like New Yorkers. They think we're rough around the edges or whatever.
And well, you are. You're very obnoxious, most all of you. Anyway, hey, let's talk a little bit about next year's three-year-olds. What about the way Twinkletown won and only his second start for Kenny McPeak on the undercard, the Grade 2 Saratoga Special? Going 6.5, and he got a new rider yesterday in Jose Ortiz, had broken his maiden at Churchill in late June with Florent Garou. He was at Del Mar yesterday, but, how good do you think he might be?
Who knows, Mike? I mean, we see all these flashes in the pen, whether it be at Saratoga, at Del Mar. It's one race, and everybody falls in love with these horses, and in 2 months they disappear. Who knows, Mike? Nobody has the answer. Yeah, it's exciting. If you're involved with the horse at all, you got to be ecstatic. But believe me, there's another 3 weeks or whatever left to Saratoga. We haven't seen the best two-year-olds yet, three-year-olds or whatever they're going to be. Yeah, they're going to be 3, right? 3-year-olds.
Yeah.
And the same thing for Del Mar. They haven't unleashed. You haven't seen the Baffert Killers yet and all these horses. And remember, that $10 million flight line that Baffert bought isn't even going to run at Del Mar this year. So he's behind a little bit. It's a magic trick how these trainers get them right at the same time. It's a juggling act. It's not an easy job, obviously. And it takes a lot of patience, that's for sure. And, again, I don't think we've seen next year's Derby winner yet.
We've got a first-time starter for Bob Baffert today in the first race by the name of Colmus. We're going to have Larry Colmus on in the second hour, John. Here's a horse I think they paid like $3 million for, and he's a 5-year-old now, just getting to the races. So you just never know.
Exactly. Look at poor Frank Miramonte. How many times did it take that horse to break his maiden?
Took 10 years off Frank's life.
Exactly. And I'm sure a few dollars out of his pocket.
Quite possibly. Well, I mentioned, an upset in yesterday's Grade 1 Clement Hirsch. Your take on the way that race was run, obviously, Seismic Beauty, she is not right. She was done. Heading into the far turn, a very disappointing effort as a favorite.
No excuse at all, Mike. These horses get older, and sometimes they just lose interest in racing, and unfortunately that could be the case with her last 3 races now, all 3 of them not good, let's be honest. There were other horses that didn't show up there as well. Majestic Oops, who had a lot of success on the East Coast, didn't fire. Brad Cox sent in Chasten, and they were really high on that horse and expected a much different outcome than they got. She didn't show up. So a lot of horses didn't show up, but you got to give Saffy Joseph a lot of credit.
A lot of it.
Because he keeps shipping out to Southern California, no matter how much abuse they give the guy, whether they're with late scratches or whatever, but he continues to, he's great. He's really great.
John,
he never sent a...
You see a lot more of this guy than I do and I have, but he sure seems to have a great feel for the business. I mean, this is a case in point yesterday. He goes to Micah Husbands. They seem to be clicking a little bit, but he's never ridden this filly. And, yeah, go ahead. And I think he just basically told him, you know, let her do her thing. She laid up close from an outside post, and the kid rode her great. I don't know if you saw Kurt Hoover's interview with him after the race, but he came across like a real genuine, sincere, nice, young, up-and-coming jock. He really did.
And he really is, Mike. And you got to give Safi Joseph a lot of credit. He's been extremely loyal to this kid. The kid rides a lot for him at Gulfstream. But now he's been shipping out of town all these stake races. He won a stake at Oaklawn for him. He won a stake at Monmouth for him. So even in New York. So he's been loyal to this kid, and it's paid off. And again, he's just a terrific, terrific trainer, Mike, and he loves these horses. If you ever saw the interviews after the Wider Barrio race,
they
had it on TVG, he was like, had tears in his eyes. He, it's great to win a multi-million dollar race and all that, but he has such love for these horses. He had them since they were like babies, you know, and they're literally part of the family, and he just took such pleasure in seeing these horses perform well. You know, whether you like them or not, you watch the interviews like that, you've got to find a spot in your heart for this guy.
John, as a player, 2680 was the Wynn Mutual yesterday in Eunomia, and I bet a few bucks on Almond Joy and ran her heart out, got beat. I haven't seen the chart. I think she got beat a half a length.
Half a length.
Yeah, at a big number. But things, they're obviously right now, they are some kind of wide open at Del Mar. Low percentage of favorites. What do you make of it?
It's been tough, Mike. Listen, I tell it like it is. It's been a couple of good opportunities, but for the most part, it's just been very, very tough. Again, you have horses shipping in from all over the country, so that's what makes it even a little more difficult. You'd like to see horses have a work or race over the track. You know, it's important to tread lightly early, but they're already 3 weeks in, so it's time to get cooking, you know?
Yeah, no doubt about it. And listen, I want to mention the cowbred situation, the California Dreamin'. This one's was for fillies and mares, for three-year-olds and up at a mile. It was on the turf at a mile and 1/16. And Dean Peterson, congratulations to you, John. You were all over it yesterday on air with Bob Ike and John Lindo. On the whim, this horse just would not be denied with Tiago Pereira, paid $680. And, Kurt interviewed Dean after the race. He said this is his fourth win in that stake. He didn't run there last year, but he's won with his last four starters this particular stake at Del Mar. And congrats to you. You were all over it, John.
Well, watching the race, Mike, five times during the stretch, I thought she was beat.
I did too.
Yeah. I mean, well, this guy's going by. Now, this guy's going by. Everybody took a shot, but hats off to Pierre and to the horse because they did not give up, and they came out on top at the end, and they deserved it.
No doubt about it. Well, listen, let's go ahead and take a look at Saratoga for your hour one selection, and then, of course, we'll get you on the back end of the show. Come on out to Del Mar for a 10-race card today. Regular first post here at 2 o'clock. Fast and Firm today in New York. Who do you like?
Yeah, but it is overcast, and there's a chance of rain later in the day. Hopefully it stays away till after the races. My selection for our number one comes in the fifth race today at Saratoga. It's a mile and a 16th, and it's a turf-only selection. If the rain arrives early and they take off the race off the grass, there's no bet, but I think we'll be okay. Let's look at the fifth race today. I like the number seven horse in here, Final Denial. I like the rider switch today to Manny Franco. Draw a line through his last race. It was a mile and 3/16, wanted no part of it. 6-1 on the morning line. Number seven, Final Denial, wins today's fifth race out at Saratoga.
Okay, and let's talk about JONHARDOON.com, John.
Three best plays, $10, full card, $25. Today we have Saratoga and Del Mar selections. That's it.
And, John, I should have mentioned this, a single winning ticket in yesterday's pick six at Del Mar, better than $122,000. But Los Alamitos had, I thought, an amazing night in terms of the pick six. John, they had a carryover going into last night of 57,000, and they had 204,000 in new money bet last night. They had two winning tickets at 84,000, and they've got that $2 traditional pick six out there. So the pick six is very, very much alive here in Southern California.
Well, it's always been, and wow, that's amazing. They really put a lot of money into it, so good for them. And
right.
Congratulations to the two winners, I guess.
And I don't know if you've – did you ever meet Joe Withee? Did he ever have you on his show up there in Seattle, John?
No.
Okay, great guy. He's the director of publicity up there. And, you know, the game is his life. They had a thing in their stable notes, so I know I'm not talking out of the line. On a $9.80 ticket, I think – he hit their jackpot pick six up there Friday night for $46,000, John. How about that?
Wow. That's a great story. That's a great story.
Yeah. I thought it was, too. He's a great guy. And this is a guy that called the Long Acres Mile off a TV monitor from the winner's circle a few years back.
Blue collar worker, Mike. You got to love him.
Yeah.
Comes to work with a lunchbox and. My kind of guy.
Keeps banging. Back to the website real quick. I know you're doing well with Gulfstream on Mondays, John.
Yeah, they added Mondays, and the first 2 weeks were really pretty successful, to be honest with you. They played money in the race. They added all these new bets. People seem to like it, and they're smart. They're doing it on a day when they're the only game in town. Why go up against Saratoga or Del Mar? Let's run on a day when it's basically dark. You know, why not? It's a good thing, and fans like it.
They're the big dog, and they're getting paid for it. Hey, John, always a pleasure. We'll get you back toward the end of the show and take a look at Del Mar.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well.
You as well, and we're going to break just a little bit early here, Chris. Coming back strong, want to let everybody know we've got Tony Alivato from Naira Bets. Big news coming out a few days ago, beginning with the Pacific Classic and then all of 2027. The Del Mar races will be shown exclusively on Fox Sports. This is a huge story in our game. There's apparently another racetrack or racing entity to follow. I don't know if we can get that out of Tony this morning, but a lot to talk about. This is Thoroughbred LA. 65, I was 17.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Here at David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange, we are here to help. We're open for sales and service, and with hundreds of vehicles to choose from, we are ready to assist you. And remember, you can get into that brand new Ford that you've always wanted without leaving the comfort of your home. Visit us at VillaFord.com to buy or lease your next car with great upfront pricing and a 100% online experience. Great financing and big retail enhancements on Ford Fusion and all popular Ford SUVs are available now. Check our website for tremendous pricing and financing on all Ford products, including America's best-selling vehicle, the F-150 pickup truck. David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange. Call or click today at 714-509-5615 or visit us at Villa Ford of Orange.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known trackman Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Take a video tour of Legacy Ranch by going to LegacyRanchInc.com. Or better yet, farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and Om, sire of Grade 2 Santa Margarita Stakes winner Om Enjoy. Get your young horses started the right way at Legacy Ranch. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle.
breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three Grade 2 wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading rider Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange. Well, you won't get a lemon.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
Welcome back. Always good to hear Zenyatta's theme song, and my sincere thanks to Chris Monreal and Elliot Cam's inside here making things happen at the Big A in Anaheim. Let's get down to Carlsbad right now and say hello to John Lindo, who you can catch on air here every Saturday morning from 9 to 10, along with Bob Ike and company. Hey, John, good morning. How are you?
Doing great, Mike. How's it going?
Good. Are you battered and bruised? I know you're in the trenches down there every day. A low percentage of favorites winning, but I don't know, John. To me, everything's just kind of opened up this year at Del Mar. And as I noted a few minutes ago, 11 races yesterday, and we had 11 winning trainers.
I tell you what, it's been a real challenge. You mentioned 18% winning favorites. And, you know, sometimes you go back and look at the results and say, well, I still can't find that horse. All I know is that, you know, yeah, when you are right, you better get in and get out and get your money. So,
yeah,
you know, we know we're going to swing and miss a few times, but we've got to hit a few over the wall, so we're trying.
I want to just shine a little bit of light on a double-digit winner that started the race week off Thursday at Del Mar. And we're a little bit, prejudiced. We lean toward Legacy Ranch, Pete and Evelyn Perella. What a tremendous facility. They ran a first-time starter, a filly by Rock Your World, that they bought out of last year's Facing Tipton, California yearling sale for $30,000, again, by Rock Your World. This is a Candy Ride stallion out of a Pioneer of the Nile mare, bred by Richard Barton Enterprises. They got Tyler Bays, a first-time starter at a mile on turf, John Sadler, the trainer. And I'll tell you what, John, this filly, she ran like she's run five, six, seven times. She rated kindly, came with a nice run, and won easily and paid $14.20. I just thought that was a very, very impressive first out win.
Right. The filly's name was Compromise, and she fell into a great trip with Tyler Bates. He put her right behind the speed of her stablemate, Legacy Ranch, also ran the favorite, Rosa's Miracle, in there, who made the lead, and Compromise got in right behind her and kind of followed her around the track, and she tipped out like turf horses do, turning for home, and now finished Rosa's Miracle, who was 10.5 lengths clear of the rest of the field. So 1-2 finish for Legacy Ranch there. But Compromise, being by Rock Your World, you know, bred to handle the grass, and boy, she looked, like you said, like an old pro who had done it a million times, and I think she's got a future on the grass.
And John, again, under the heading of you just never know in this game, they purchased Rose's Miracle out of that same Facing Tipton California yearling sale for $250,000, Compromise for $30,000, and Rose's Miracle has now run twice. They added the blinkers the other day. But Compromise, a $30,000 purchase, she proved best, at least on Thursday.
Right. I think Rosa's Miracle is going to be okay, too. She's kind of learning the game. She didn't like to kick back on the dirt in her first start and, you know, got on the front end there and took a little bit of a while to relax a little bit. And, you know, again, she got some two-turn experience. So she'll be there. She's going to get better. But Compromise, again, she looked like a four-year-old filly going around there just waiting her, biding her time and running home.
I thought so, too. And, you know, John, we mentioned Almond Joy running second yesterday. Huge run from off the pace under Kent DeSormo in the Grade 1 Clement Hirsch. She's by Om, and he is part of an outstanding stallion roster there at Legacy. They've got Clubhouse Ride, who's having he's just on a tear at Del Mar this summer, along with Forbidden Kingdom. We talk about him a lot. His first foals were born this spring. It's just a great place to develop a horse, and it's a great place to take your mare if you're looking for a big-time stallion for California. Would encourage people, give farm manager Terry Knight, and I got to believe Terry was feeling really good after the first race on Thursday, John, because he's the guy that really helped develop these horses, get a foundation in them when they came into the track with John Sadler. The number to call there at Legacy, 510-928-4980.
You know, it's not easy to get a two-year-old ready to go two turns this early in the, you know,
no,
at the end of July, beginning of August, and they ran 1-2 with those two fillies, so obviously, they're doing something right. They're getting these horses fit.
Yep.
And, you know, again, they're well-schooled. And looking at Compromise, I mean, it looked like she's done it a million times. So, you know, hats off to the training program up there at Legacy Ranch. They do things right. And you get rewarded on the back end if you do it the right way.
John, let's talk about yesterday's Grade 1 Clement Hirsch for a moment. Obviously, a big upset and a big disappointment with Seismic Beauty. You know, she just... Once again, she's just not what she was, you know, last year, at least not yet. They're going to have to make some decisions, you would think.
Yeah, you know, they went up to – she hooked Simply Joking on the front end again. The pace wasn't nearly as fast yesterday as
no.
It was in the Santa Margarita. They went the first half mile in 46-4, so that was, you know, that was fair. But Decisive Beauty was done by the time they hit the far turn. And, you know, you have to wonder, as a handicapper, I'm wondering, well, is she just a filly that gets brave when she gets an easy lead? And if she has, you know, if she has to be run hooked, will that do the trick? And it may be the kind of thing where maybe she wants to be a mama now. You know, when these fillies, when they kind of turn off, they're hard to turn back on. So
yeah,
some decisions have to be made. She's a Grade 1 winner. She owes them nothing. But she just was not the same filly yesterday. And again, hats off to Safi Joseph bringing a filly off the layoff, hung three wide, pressing two good fillies on the front end, and now finishing the closer, Almond Joy, who ran another super race. She gives 100% every time she runs. You know, but Safi Joseph, dangerous bringing those horses out to California.
No question. Just another note on Seismic Beauty. Of course, she was the defending champion in the Clement Hirsch. She got 110 buyer winning that race gate to wire last year, Bob Baffert and Juan Hernandez. And then, you know, she ran in the Breeders' Cup Distaff, was distanced, and then she came back on May 30th in the Grade 2 Santa Margarita at 2-5 and was a well-beaten third by Almond Joy and Simply Joking. But anyway, and the splits, I mean, they weren't they weren't torrid. 23-1, 46-1, 110-4, and then the mile in 116th from Eunomia in 144 flat. Let's go ahead and look at today. And by the way, the pick six went down yesterday with a single winning ticket. But your thoughts on today's card, John? A lot of maiden races, four of them, I think. We got seven sprints, and you know, it's a tough card. I think 10 races in all.
Mike, they've all been tough at Del Mar so far, but that's good. I mean, as a handicapper, you don't want to see the same old stuff. So we're throwing some challenges, but we're going to fight through it. And there's value to be had, obviously, if the favorites aren't winning. So I like race number six today for the radio play.
Okay.
And race six at Del Mar, number five, Yours Sincerely. I thought she had a big turn of foot cutting back to a sprint down the hill at Santa Anita. I think she's going to be even better on the flat going five furlongs. So there'll be a lot of pace in front of her. And she's got that acceleration you need to get the job done from behind sprinting. 7-2 on the morning line. I'd like to cut back in distance, number five, Yours Sincerely, race six, Del Mar.
Okay, terrific. And before we bid adieu, John, you guys like to get up to South Point a lot. That toll-free number up there, 866-780-7223. I heard from Steve Johnson in the sports book yesterday. He said, let everybody know we're sold out this Tuesday and Wednesday, but beyond that, they got a lot of availability. So a lot of reasons to get up there. They've already got lines up for week one of the NFL. A lot going on always in the world of sports. They're in the sports book and in the separate race book at the South Point up there in Las Vegas.
Yesterday, Chris Andrews, the sports book director, put up the college football lines for the games of the year throughout the college football season. And I'm interested. I was trying to find out before the show, but I did not get it. I want to see what the line is now on the Dodgers to win the World Series after their acquisition last night of Skubal. So I'm sure that didn't go up, but you know, there's going to be action there as well.
Absolutely, no question. Hey, John, thanks so much. Looking forward to catching you and Bob Ike Saturday morning, 9 to 10. Have a great day.
You too. Good luck today.
Okay, you as well. And now we'll get down Catella and say hello to Orlando Gutierrez. Hey, Orlando, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good. I got to say, the lead item to me last night has to be the money bet into that $57,000 carryover in your pick six.
No doubt, Mike. Over $204,000 bet into the pick six. We had a carryover going in of about $57,000. We promoted other pool. Should be over $175,000. Well, we blew the doors off of that prediction there with over $200,000. So the total pool was $262,000 up for grabs. And going into the last race of the night, there were four tickets still alive. And it was the race within the race, because we had two tickets on the two, Bold and Beautiful. This was our feature.
Yeah.
And two tickets on the four, Scoops Dynasty. So imagine that, those players still alive. Two of them rooting for the two for sure. Two of them rooting for the four for sure. And two came away as winners, each paying over $84,000 in the pick six.
Man, oh, man. I mean, that it's just great to see, Orlando. It's important. It really is. That $2 pick six. And I give Kurt Hoover a lot of credit, too, because he was beating the drum for years when we veered off away from it. We got into the discounted jackpot situation and everything. And Kurt kept saying, wherever he was, hey, the $2 traditional pick six at Los Alamitos is what we need to be doing. And Orlando, there's no question he was right.
Absolutely right, Mike. In fact, back then, one of the ads that we ran to continue to promote the pick six featured Kurt Hoover's face on the ad because of that very reason, because he is so well known, he is so respected, and we fell right along with him. We fell the same way. So that's what we did in our marketing department. We put an ad together with Kurt Hoover promoting that pick six, Mike.
Well, listen, talking about tonight's card, you got eight of them. You start a little bit earlier than you did last night, 7:10 p.m.
7:10 p.m., eight races on top. Since they took down the pick six, we are adding 10,000 into the pick six. The sequence, of course, starts race number three. Last week, the pool in the pick six was around almost $80,000, if I remember correctly. So the horse players still helping us out there, still playing that pick six. I got to give credit to FanDuel. They helped us out a lot last night as well. Of course, all of our races still featured on FanDuel TV, and they did a great job covering our program. The feature event tonight, Mike, is the Cox Ranch Distaff Challenge at 400 yards. A stablemate of Bold and Beautiful, who won that 440 race last night. Ohana Spirit is one of the top names. So trainer Juan Alaman looking to make it back-to-back stakes wins tonight with Ohana Spirit. A big prize there, 8-1. The field of 9 and some really good horses. Number 7, AJ Flawless at 2-1 is the one to beat around 30. The Abigail Kawanakoa to the great shaking going on. So a really good card and really nice stakes race at 400 yards. With 9 runners in there, and you can make a case for any of them, Mike.
And that race goes at this is your 8th and final. It's the feature. That race goes at 10:02 Pacific. How about a best bet tonight on this 8 race card?
I'll go to race number 6, Mike. This is a 1,000-yard race, and the 2 winning lover at 5-2 on the morning line, trainer Van Belvoir, is having a really nice season here at Los Alamitos, and of late his horses have been really terrific here at Los Alamitos, so every one of them with a chance to win, including this one, Winning Lover, who last out won at by 3/4 of a length. Very impressive here on July 11th. Edgar Payeras, of course, perennially our leading rider around the turn. He gets the mount, so really good connections there. I'll go with the 2, Winning Lover at 5-2. Here to take down race number 6 tonight, Mike.
And Orlando, a quick word about the jockey standings, the situation there. I know it's tight at Los Alamitos.
Yeah, Martin Arriaga, who picked up that win on Bold and Beautiful last night, he is currently our leading quarter horse rider with 30 victories. But right behind Justine Claver, 27 wins. She picked up a pair of victories last Sunday on California Breeders' Champions Night. And Mike, right now, there's very few riders better than her getting horses out of the gate. I mean, when she gets on a horse, they are flying out of the gate. Happened last week with in the lead, just won the race right out of the break. She is having a terrific, terrific meet. She began here at Los Alamitos just riding almost exclusively for trainer Eddie Willis. Now she is branching out. A lot of trainers are using her. If they have a quick horse or if they need a horse that needs a better start, you call on Justine Claver. She's been doing outstanding. And a really good tight race. Martina Riaga, Justine Claver, the top 2 right now in the jockey stand.
She looks really young. Obviously, they run for her. She can get them out of the gate. She's got a great attitude. Where is she from, Orlando?
She's originally from, I want to say, Arizona, Mike. But she wrote a lot for Eddie in Oklahoma, a lot of Will Rogers.
Okay.
They've been coming together here on Los Alamitos since about 2020, 2021. In fact, she won the Golden State Million Futurity, becoming the first woman rider to win a $1 million race at Los Alamitos, and I believe that was in 2020. So very young still, but she just continues to grow as a rider and, again, continues to have a lot of success here at Los Al.
Justine Claver, a face to watch at Los Alamitos, and who knows, she might be wanting to dip her toes in the water at Del Mar before the end of the summer. We'll have to wait and see how that plays out. Again, you got 8 of them tonight. Dr. Allred kicks 10,000 into your $2 pick 6. That'll be races 3-8, and you get underway tonight at 7:10 Pacific. Orlando, have a great night, and congrats on a great night last night.
Thank you so much, Mike. Really appreciate it.
You bet. Folks, we'll step aside just for a couple of minutes. Coming back strong with Matthew DeSantis on behalf of Naira Betts from Saratoga. Speaking of Naira Betts, the head man with Naira Betts, the president and chief revenue officer for the Naira, the New York Racing Association, Tony Alvarado, going to join us top of the next hour. Big, big news with FanDuel going away, beginning with the Pacific Classic August 22nd and throughout 2027. The Del Mar Thoroughbred Club is going to be available exclusively on Fox Sports. And there's more to come, according to Tony, so we'll look forward to talking to him. Don't go away.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosnett, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange. Well, you won't get.
It's another huge weekend of nighttime racing action at Los Alamitos. Get ready to cash in on night racing's best bets all weekend long, featuring our popular early and late pick four wagers and the traditional pick six. And remember, we'll add $10,000 of new money to the Pick 6 pool this Sunday night if there isn't a carryover. The Pick 6 promotional pools often reach the $70,000 mark. Our Pick 6 pools have hit historic figures this season, including a record $700,000 total pool on June 7th. And racing fans, make your plans now to join us for more stakes racing action this month, like the John Deere California Juvenile on August 8th, the Claiming Futurity on August 16th, and the Grade 1 Go Man Go on August 23rd. It's great quarter horse racing action every weekend at Los Alamitos. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681. Or join us at Burgart Sports Bar. The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos. Our races start shortly after the final race from Del Mar.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen.
Hi, this is Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota, and if you're looking for an easy, hassle-free way to buy a car, South Bay Toyota is the place for you. Simply pick the vehicle of your choice, receive your price up front, and you're driving home. It's that easy at South Bay Toyota, located at the 405 Freeway and Western Avenue.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
And welcome back. Final segment, Hour 1, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Hey, that voice you heard promoting the Bit Tavern there just off the corner in 10th and Live Oak in South Arcadia, that's our good friend Leilani Mabree, who called in this morning to say hello. And Leilani, if you're listening, hey, we miss you, and hopefully you can make it back here one of these days. But thanks for being with us for so many years here in the mornings, on the weekends, and I know I'm speaking for John Lindo and Bob Ike as well. Let's move along. We get back to Saratoga Springs and say hello to Matthew DeSantis on behalf of Naira Betts. Hey, Matthew, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. It's a beautiful day up here in Saratoga and excited for a really nice Sunday card.
Well, you need to bear down on this particular segment because your boss is going to be joining us right after the top of the hour, Tony Alivato. So no mistakes this morning, Matt. But I know it's good to have the rain behind you, but I understand, unfortunately, there's a prospect of some rain today again, huh?
Maybe a little bit later in the day, but the nice part is the turf course is really firmed up. The main track is fast, so we can handle a little bit of precipitation later in the day. Shouldn't affect two things too badly. And like I said, it's been really nice, actually, since the rain kind of cleared on Thursday.
Got 11 races today. You get underway at 1:10 Eastern. Some general thoughts on the 11 race card today.
Yeah, it's a really fun one because of a couple of the stakes races that got moved from earlier in the week, Wednesday for the Curlin and Thursday for the Glens Falls, are now on Sunday. So we got three stakes races, those two as well as the Adirondack. I think the late pick five is a lot of fun. People are going to be singling Chief Wallaby, I think, in the Curlin. So it's a really good card top to bottom and a lot of competitive races and a good betting product today.
Okay, and hopefully you keep the rain at bay so you can stay on the grass and so on. Let's get to it. Who do you like for radio this morning, Matt?
Yeah, I'm going to take a little bit of a swing in the Adirondack today, and that is race 10 on the card, and I'm going to go with a number 8, Stress Relief at 8-1. Hopefully, if we hit this one, it relieves a little bit of stress, because this is a horse for Kenan LaRose, who's coming up from Churchill Downs, ran very well in debut. Kenan's had a lot of success with two-year-olds coming up here to Saratoga already, the former Tom Amos assistant. And this one should be the outside controlling speed. I think this horse has every opportunity to move forward. Big debut victory at Churchill Downs. So 8-1 feels like a very honest price. These fillies, they can always take big steps forward from their first to second starts, and that's what I'm banking on with the number 8, Stress Relief.
With Junior Alvarado, speaking of jockeys, what do the standings look like right now, Matthew?
All I know is it's got the last name Ortiz or Pratt. That's
there you
all
go.
It is.
Yeah.
Those three are just... they are light years ahead of everyone else. I should say Manny Franco is having a very good meet under the radar as well, but right now I believe Flavian is in the lead, followed by Jose and very closely Irad. But, man, yesterday was just a typical show. 4 for Irad, 4 for Jose, a pair for Flavian. So
yeah,
it's really impressive.
And a guy named Steve Rushing, he's got to be walking around with a big smile on his face at all times. He represents both of the Ortiz boys. Amazing.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, they're something special that we're going to look back on in years to come.
I think
really
so.
Privilege that we got to watch them.
Yeah. Okay, well, we'll try and get lucky. I know you're busy. Race 10, the Adirondack, that's at 6.5 furlongs for two-year-old fillies. And Matt says, let's take a shot with number 8, Stress Relief, with Junior Alvarado, 8-1 on your morning line. Matt, great to have you back. Missed you last week. All the best today, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right. Thanks so much, Mike. Appreciate it.
Okay, folks, again, as advertised, Tony Alivato on behalf of Naira Betts going to be following up on some big news earlier this week where a press release came out stating that Del Mar, beginning with the Pacific Classic on August 22nd and then all of 2027, is going to be going with Fox Sports. And we've talked a lot about FanDuel TV going away, a huge window. But it looks like we've got a pretty good workaround here. And according to Tony Alivato, there's more to come. Maybe we'll find that out here in just a few minutes. The voice of Del Mar, the Derby, Preakness, and Breeders' Cup on NBC, Larry Colmus will be following Tony. And then, as always, Andy Harrington on behalf of National Turf to round out the first 30 minutes of the next hour here on Thoroughbred LA.
'69, I was 21, and I called the road my own. The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management.
Angels baseball is less than 3 hours away here on Angels Radio, AMA 30, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-448-6455, mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco. Eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the Santa Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. The 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of mares bred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for brood mares purchased out of state when they produce a cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back, and once again, a very pleasant good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us. Hour two, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. My name is Mike Willman. Do the show every Sunday year-round from 8 to 10 a.m. right here at the Big A in Anaheim on the Voice of the Angels, a.m. 8:30, and also worldwide on the Internet at www.thoroughbredla.com, live and archived. As advertised, going to be joined right now by NYRA President, New York Racing Association President and Chief Revenue Officer for NYRA, President of NYRA Bets, I think I said that, Tony Alavado. Before I get to Tony, I want to read the first paragraph from a press release put out this past Wednesday by Fox Sports here in Los Angeles, stating Fox Sports and the New York Racing Association Incorporated today announced a multi-year agreement between NYRA and the Del Mar Thoroughbred Club, further expanding Fox Sports' industry-leading coverage of premier horse racing properties through its multi-year media rights agreement with NYRA. Beginning in 2027, Fox Sports will become the exclusive home of live television coverage from Del Mar, including the track's signature summer and fall meets. Let's go ahead and get Tony Alavado with us right now. Hey, Tony, good morning. Thanks for making time, and congrats on getting this done with Fox Sports and Del Mar. This is absolutely massive for our game here in California.
Mike, thanks. Appreciate it. I mean, I think the last time I was on with you, I hinted this was coming. You were kind of able to read between the lines. And, mm-hmm. you know, I'll give a credit to the guys at Fox who recognize the opportunity to try and get Del Mar on board on the, as part of the Fox family. And then working closely with Josh Rubenstein and Gary Fenton and being able to get this thing done. And so we're really, really happy that this has been added to our lineup, and we're looking forward to televising those races next year.
Tony, one thing a lot of people have said to me that they knew I was going to be getting you on. Hey, ask Tony, what does it mean that they're going to be the exclusive home? Does that mean the races are only going to be shown on Fox Sports? Explain that.
Well, it's no different than what you see right now with Saratoga Live. So
okay.
The races will be on the Fox channels, but it's also, they'll also be on YouTube. So we stream America's Day at the Races. Next year, it'll probably be called America's Day at Del Mar for those races. And you'll be able to watch those races on, if you had a YouTube app on your TV, you can go click there. Cause then a lot of times we get complaints about people having to flip channels between FS2,
yes.
FS1, and all the shows except, unless we're on what is, you know, local channel 11 in Los Angeles, broadcast Fox, we're always on YouTube. The only time we can't be on YouTube is when we're on broadcast Fox. So we'll be on there. You'll still see the signal on ADWs. You'll still see it, at OTVs. But when you're watching traditional television, the exclusive home will be Fox Sports. And, we think it's a big opportunity in terms of reaching our core audience and also hopefully getting some new fans to engage who are now interested in horse racing because of all the sports betting that's taken over the country. So, look, we've never done a deal with a racetrack and put them on Fox and not had it help handle. So we firmly believe that this is going to be a positive thing for not just Fox, but also for California horse racing and Del Mar specifically. So we're excited about this, Mike. I know you're a big believer in television. You know that you've talked about it. I've heard you talk about it on the shows and talked to you about it in person. You know this is a really positive thing, and I think that this is going to help
a
lot.
Along with that, one of your titles, Tony, is Chief Revenue Officer, NYRA. I would imagine you're hoping to get a good many new shooters over to NYRA Bets.
Yeah, I mean, look, that's the only real way that we can monetize this, but, you know, it's by getting people, and hopefully if you're listening and you like what we're doing and you like the fact that we're supporting horse racing, Fox owns 25% of NYRA Bets. So we've, you know, one of the reasons we get so many hours is that mm-hmm. we can say, look, maybe the viewership isn't as high as it would be for a college football game, but people are betting and you're getting a slice of the bet, it makes it more enticing for them. So if you do follow horse racing and you do want to see more of it on television, we really encourage you to support an online betting company that is owned by a racetrack and not someone who has no skin in the game. So NYRA is a not-for-profit, and that's one of the reasons why we're doing this. Someone at another racetrack who were negotiating to try and get their TV rights said to me, why why does Naira want to do this? How is this good for Naira in terms of us getting their TV rights? And I said, it's not necessarily good for Naira, because you could make an argument that the best thing for Naira, if we were a for-profit company, would be to be the only racetracks that were on television, because it would force people, because we know people are going to bet where they can watch, Mike, you know that. So, but we're not.
Well, we proved that during the pandemic. Racing was the only game in town. It was amazing.
Yeah, so we're not a for-profit. We want to see the whole sport, the entire sport succeed. We recognize that for the industry to be strong, we need a strong California. And we want owners in California to be able to go watch their horses run. And if they can't watch them run in person, they can watch them on Fox. We think there's this whole ecosystem in horse racing that we're trying to support. And that's part of what these shows are about. So if you've watched our Saratoga live shows and you see what we do around town and trying to make Saratoga a bucket list experience, and if you see what we do with the owners and highlighting them and the people behind the scenes, you're going to see that next year from Del Mar as we try to build that up. And look, there's no silver bullets in horse racing. We know that. But it's no sport has ever been hurt by being on television. Horse racing is not going to be the exception to that. And what the things that we've been doing at Saratoga, on Saratoga Live, it's taken years, but it's paying off now. And we have people, the Chamber of Commerce up here, coming to us saying that they have people coming to Saratoga that are telling them the reason they're coming is because they watched on Fox. So we think we can have that kind of an impact, and get people back to Del Mar. And, you know, obviously they're there for the big days. We want them to come on a more regular basis. We want them to support California racing, and hopefully they bet with Naira bets.
You know, you mentioned Josh Rubenstein. He heads things up at Del Mar. Gary Fenton, one of the big guys with the Thoroughbred Owners of California, he's also with Little Red Feather, and they do very, very well. Do they... I'm sure they're hopeful, but Tony, do they have projections? Do they believe that this new arrangement is going to significantly boost handle and therefore help purses here?
I mean, look, part of it is also preservation. Like, you know, when you look at handle in the U.S., you know, it's not like we've skyrocketed in terms of being on television, but where would we be if we weren't? So, to go from being on FanDuel TV for a long period of time to nothing, there's a massive risk there. So I'm not sure what they're projecting in terms of growth. We believe that we can help grow ADW handle because more people are going to be able to have access. But it's about where you at if you don't do this.
Where we're at is in a broom closet. We're in the dark. With FanDuel going away. Okay, I want to ask you in an immediate sense, the Pacific Classic, August 22nd, Tony. Can you tell us who the talent, what the talent roster is going to consist of?
Great question, Mike. Yeah, so the talent for that show, so we have an hour. We'll be showing all the races that day on Fox Sports as part of our Saratoga Live coverage, including we're live on broadcast Fox for an hour earlier in the day for Saratoga, but we'll include coverage of racing from Del Mar. But once we get to the 6 o'clock hour, we're going to be on FS1 and with a special telecast of the Pacific Classic. And the talent will be, it'll be hosted by Todd Schrupp, Simon Bray, Jonathan Kinchin will be making the trip out there from New York. Maggie Wolfendale will be out there. Anybody who's seen Maggie knows she does an incredible job. She'll be on post back there. She'll be in the paddock.
Yep.
And Michelle, you will be one of our reporters. So we're bringing everybody out. Give me a chance to come back to Del Mar, Mike, for the first time in, gosh, 10 years. You know, the track I grew up going to for years. So I'm excited to be there and really looking forward to it. And, you know, next year we will be out there every day of the meet, summer and fall, televising the races, and we're really, really excited about it.
All right, Tony, that's the windup. Now here's the pitch. You know where I'm going, and it's not going to be low and away. It's center cut
We're working on it.
Who's next?
We're working on it. Yeah, we'll have another announcement, we believe, this week for a major trap that signs up, and then we're, you know, there's the other ones. You know, the challenge for us, Mike, as you know, is television is very expensive, and there's only a limited amount of advertising dollars that are out there that can come in, and so finding the right balance of being able to produce high quality shows, which we believe our viewers are accustomed to. You know, whether you know, not everybody's gonna like all the talent, that's irrelevant. It's about the type of coverage we provide. And when you're at when you watch our shows in Saratoga, we have 40 cameras on site. That a college basketball game on Fox has 5 to 7 cameras.
Yeah.
So you're watching a major production here every day. So our viewers and Fox is used to a certain standard. So anytime we do a deal with a racetrack, we try to make sure that A, that the race, the level of racing is at where Fox wants it to be. And then also that we can produce the type of show that our viewers want to see. So we're working on it. We're very diligent in our approach and making sure that we get the right partners and not just signing tracks left and right. We've had many, many racetracks come to us who want to get on Fox, and I feel for them because I would be doing the exact same thing in, if I was in their shoes, but we just don't have room for everybody.
But no, I don't see how you could. Last thing, and this is kind of in the weeds, Bob Icke just forwarded me a text he got from a listener. He says, maybe Mike could ask Tony this. He says, I bet on the races, and even though the bettors need to juggle channels occasionally, you know, the guy acknowledges it's just the way it is. He says, my issue is Fox Sports 2. He said, Fox 2 is not included in my package, which is already at $1.20 a month, I guess, or whatever. He said, we need to make sure that Fox 2 is included. Well, I think that's beyond what you do, Tony, but at least we got it out there. Hopefully, you know, we can get
done. I'll say this. I go back to this. We are on YouTube. It doesn't cost anything to get YouTube. If you don't even have cable, any TV that was built in the last 10 to 15 years has a YouTube icon on it.
Yes.
You go to the Naira channel, you don't even have to subscribe. You go to the Naira channel, you click on it, we're on there every single day. And when we're not on there, it's only because we are on broadcast, which every TV has. You don't need a cable subscription for that. So I do empathize with people. Like, one of the complaints, you know, everything was pretty positive with the announcement. The one thing was like, oh, yeah, now we're going to have to flip channels left and right. I got news for you. Flipping channels is better than not being on any channels at all. You know, we've unfortunately got to take what we can get, and we always want to get the most coverage for horse racing. So whenever Fox gives us the opportunity to be on FS1, we're willing to, you know, have people flip channels to be able to get in front of more eyeballs. It is the number one complaint we get, but it's the reality where we're at. And like you said, that some people don't have FS2 because they don't want to pay for that extra sports package in some jurisdictions. In a lot of jurisdictions, it's included with ESPN, FS1, and some of these TBS and these other channels, and some it isn't. So I hear where that person's coming from. I would just say, listen, if you don't have FS2, go to YouTube. It's on YouTube every single hour.
All the time. Tony Alabato, president of Naira Bets, and look forward to seeing you guys out here for the Pacific Classic. And the next press release is coming when, Tony?
Hopefully this week, but you know how everything goes, Mike. You always think you got the deal done, and then it takes a little bit longer than you thought. I would have thought it would have been on 3 weeks ago with this announcement. So, but look, we got it done, and we're going to get the next one done. And you'll be calling me hopefully next Sunday.
Well, hopefully we'll talk next week. Yeah, thanks so much for your time, Tony, and congrats. I think this is the prospect for this thing is really tremendous, especially in view of the fact, you know, FanDuel is going away. Thanks so much, Tony.
Thanks, Mike. I appreciate all you do for horse racing, and thanks for having me on.
Appreciate it. Take care, Tony Alavado. And now we're going to get down to Del Mar and say hello to the one and only Larry Colmus, the full-time voice of the Del Mar Thoroughbred Club. He followed a legend in Trevor Denman. He is the voice of the Kentucky Derby, Preakness, and the Breeders' Cup on NBC. Larry, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Mike. I'm at Del Mar. What do you mean, how am I? I'm great.
Right. Now, listen, I have known you, I think, going back to February, March 1989. You were a very precocious young pup. You really were. You were calling races full-time the previous year, or 2 years prior to that, maybe, down there in Alabama at the Birmingham Turf Club. How old were you at that time, 19, 18?
Oh no, I was much older than that. I was 20 when I was at Birmingham. Yeah, 20 years old, and Golden Gate at 21. So it doesn't seem that long ago, but apparently it was, because this fall I turned 60. So I guess it was a while ago.
Well, you were a very precocious young lad, but your namesake is not. This is a $2.2 million purchase, a first time starter in race one today at Del Mar. The name is Colmus. And you're going to debut at a mile. Bob Baffert, Juan Hernandez. Have you talked to Bob about this horse, Larry?
I have.
What can you share with us?
I've been talking to that horse with Bob for the last 3 years.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Bob seems to, he's keeping my excitement down. We'll put it that way. You know,
Tampering expectations.
Tampering expectations.
Yeah.
I'm just going to hope for the best. You know, obviously he's had setbacks. You know, he was supposed to run a two. I remember the day Amr Zidan called me, and it was the day that Miramati was in the entries, right? The horse,
yeah.
Miramati. And he goes, how come there's no horse named after you? And I said, I don't know. Just the way it is. He goes, well, I want to name one after you. He says, I've got five of them I just bought. Here, you pick the right one, right? So I picked this one because obviously he was the most expensive. I'm like, well, he's got to be good. He's $2.2 million.
Yeah.
Well, things don't always work out that way.
That's right.
Amr was hoping I'd be calling him in the Kentucky Derby, but now here we are calling him as a first time starter at age five. So it's been a process, but I'm excited to be able to call him. I had a chance to go back to the barn and meet him, and it was pretty cool.
For those who don't have the past performances in front of me, he's by Gun Runner, out of a Majestic Perfection mare by the name of Perfect Wife. You get the leading man, Juan Hernandez, powered by Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. We're always promotional here, as you know. Trained by living legend Bob Baffert. My question is this, Larry. Why debut at a flat mile? That's a tough assignment, especially on the dirt.
Yeah, I think, you know, Bob's always, when I've talked to him about the horse, he's always said he's better going longer. You know,
well,
I don't think he's got a lot of that Baffert speed that we're used to. I think, you know, as long as it's taken to get to the races, it might just take him that long in the race itself.
Yeah. Well, listen, Larry, I tell you what, if this horse wins, I hope you can find a way to get down to the winner's circle. That would be really neat. Do you think he could?
I think it's a possibility. I mentioned it to Bob last night, and I said, you know, if you could hold up a little bit for me to get down there. And, you know, he's like, I don't think we should worry about that.
Right. Well, he doesn't want to get ahead of himself, jinx anything,
exactly,
you know.
Exactly.
And he does have another horse in the race by the name of Newton, a three-year-old that went for $975,000, showed a good deal of promise first time out, going 6.5. He should be plenty tough today, Larry.
Yeah, and then Mark Glatz got one in there, and there's one that ran very well at Churchill, and we know how good these East Coast horses have been doing here on the West Coast in these races at Del Mar. So, I mean, it's a race. It's only a five-horse field, but I think there's some talent in there, and, you know, hopefully he can hold his own.
Quick recap, going back to yesterday's Clement Hirsch, Larry, if you don't mind, were you surprised that Almond Joy was able to close the gap like she did? I mean, she was so far out of it, end up second, beat a half length.
Yeah, I mean, I even said something on the backstretch about Kent kind of scrubbing on her to keep up.
Yeah.
So I was surprised. I just don't think that the race is going to turn out to be all that great this year, you know, and it seemed as though that the winner was getting a little bit tired at the end and the final time wasn't great. So, you know, it was just one of those races where, you know, Bob's horse, Seismic Beauty, just didn't run. I think there's been better runnings in the Clement Hirsch in the past, and hopefully there'll be better ones in the future.
Yeah. I got a text from John White regarding the winner, Eunomia. He said she got a 90 buyer. So, hey, that's not Zenyatta-esque, I guess you could say, but,
right.
Hey, she's a grade one winner.
I thought it would be. Right.
Better than I thought as well, because the time was, pedestrian. Anyway, hey, Larry Colmus, wish you all the best. I know you probably feel a little bit of pressure calling your own namesake. I know Frank Miramati did the first few times, but wish you all the best today with Colmus in today's first race at Del Mar.
Thank you, Mike. Always a pleasure talking with you.
We'll talk soon. Take care. Larry Colmus, the voice of Del Mar, and now we stay down there and say hello to Andy Harrington on behalf of National Turf. Andy, good morning. What's going on?
Good morning. Just a typical Sunday, waiting for turf drills to come out in about 15 minutes and just winding down from a busy Sunday. So,
speaking of turf drills, I stopped by Thursday morning there at your office on the fourth floor, which is just the grandstand, and I didn't see anybody. So you guys must have been just taking a little break. It was during a renovation.
I saw you. There, I kind of waved. I figured you'd just give me the hi hat and walking off, but you know, I guess you didn't see me. You know, the site is the first to go, so I did see you walking up there.
No, I didn't see you, and I don't big league anybody because I never got there. But anyway, Andy, I mentioned four maiden races today. I think we got seven sprints, some real challenges, a bunch of first time starters. First things first, have you seen Colmus on the track for Bob Baffert?
Yeah. I think what Bob imparted to Mr. Colmus about his horse, he's very one-paced. He's fit. He's had something like 46 drills or something over the last 3 years, so he is fit. I just don't think he has any speed whatsoever. It's going to be a tall order to go around this horse, these horses. Newton, I suspect, will be the lead in there. He should get a lot. He got a lot out of his race. His last drill was very good. I suspect they're going to go to the lead with that horse. And except for the shipper, there's really no speed in there. So, I mean, I was leaning towards Newton. I've always had a soft spot in my heart for Essos, but Mark Glad. This horse was out working So Happy all through the fall, which made everybody kind of like, you think So Happy needed a race. And, you know, lo and behold, he paid $70 on debut. So I keep thinking this horse is going to come around and be a nice horse. But whatever he is, he has no speed either. So he's kind of up against it in a small field. So I think it's Newton's race to lose.
Okay.
I see no reason that he won't get the two turns.
Right. And we should note that you mentioned So Happy. He went on to win the Santa Anita Derby. Anyway, 10 of them today, Andy. Who do you like for radio?
Let's go to the seventh race. This is one of the many maiden races on the card. And there's a horse that's a little, I find interesting, the three horse in here from the very sharp Andy Mathis barn, Proof He's Fast. This horse trained really good going into his Los Alamitos debut, caught a bad trip on the rail in 11 horse field. And my handicapping stance on Los Alamitos, like I define it as an alternate universe. Good things and bad things, I just sort of ignore and just figure, well, you know what? It's a unique course, a unique layout. I just throw them out. So I'm going to throw out his debut. He's come back with two real nice drills with Belmont up both times. I see no reason. He's got speed. He showed a lot of speed in his gate drill before. So I think he can turn the tables in here. This is a drop down into maiden 50 Calbred. So we're going to go with race number seven. Number three, Proof He's Fast from the Andy Mathis barn.
Okay, Andy, in race seven, post time listed at 5:10 Pacific. Tell us about National Turf and what you offer there.
Turf.com. We got a scouting report on all the horses, including all these maiden races. A lot of first time starters, comebackers to kind of give you a little more information to take the track that maybe you can't find in the pages of the race.
Okay, tremendous. Hey, Andy, have a great day. Thank you so much. We'll talk next week.
Thank you.
You bet. Hey, listen, before we step aside, folks, never a good time for plumbing issues. My best suggestion is to try to be proactive. If you get a little telltale sign, maybe the drain's slow and it hadn't been, so on and so forth, you want the right people coming out, taking a look at the situation. You're going to save money. Give my guys at Western Rooter a call. We talk about them all the time. Go to their website, and you'll see over 500 five-star reviews. Western Rooter, family-owned by the father and son team of Larry and John Batala, along with Mike and Jenny Glenn for more than four decades. That's westernrooter.com, or you can give them a call at 626-648-5499. Mention Thoroughbred LA Radio. They'll knock 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, they're on time and under budget. Western Rooter, the best in the West. And we'll take a quick time out. Coming back strong, heading to Las Vegas. Check in with Bruce Finkelstein on behalf of BetOnBruce.com. Top handicappers, Mazursky, Khaled, and Mr. Hardoon. All straight ahead here on Thoroughbred LA.
Well, it started out down a dirty road. Started out
and the sun went down.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known trackman Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Take a video tour of Legacy Ranch by going to LegacyRanchInc.com. Or better yet, farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and Om, sire of Grade 2 Santa Margarita Stakes winner Om Enjoy. Get your young horses started the right way at Legacy Ranch. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three Grade 2 wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
Attention Inland Empire Racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona. From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. BetOnBruce.com.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hi everybody, this is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
Welcome back. Hour 2, Thurbin, Los Angeles. Once again, thanks to my guys inside here this morning. Elliot Kams, along with Chris Monreal, and everybody involved here. Downtown Dave with us as well here at the Big A in Anaheim. Want to get out a shout-out to Leonard Powell and the connections with Surfing USA. I just got a text message from John Lindo. Surfing USA had been owned by the late Jeff Siegel, such a great part of our game for so many years. His family now has stepped in as co-owners with Eric Sondheimer of the LA Times. They're 8-1. They get Juan Hernandez back today. Been a while since he's been aboard. Surfing USA going 5/8 on turf in race number 6. And also want to encourage people, get out to the Derby Room at Fairplex Park, folks. Free parking and admission year-round at the Derby Room. I was actually down at the Derby Room in Corona not that long. Actually, it's Norco. Corona or no? It's one of the two. They're side by side. Pretty sure it's Corona. But anyway, just great places to go. The Fairplex Park Derby Room right there at White Avenue below Arrow Highway. Easy to get to, free parking and admission, outstanding food and beverage presentation. They've always got enough live clerks on hand, as well as a ton of self-service machines. That's the Derby Room at Fairplex Park in Pomona. Let's get up to Las Vegas, Nevada, and say hello to Bruce Finkelstein on behalf of BetOnBruce.com. Hey, Bruce, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Mike. How's it going?
We're doing well, doing well. You used to go to Fairplex Park quite a bit, didn't you? Were you part of those Professor Gordon Jones pick six clubs at the top of the fair?
No, I was the handicapper beside Gordon Jones for a few years.
We
teamed up. In fact, I even did some seminars there when they weren't racing at Fairplex Park during the Santa Anita meeting. I used to go up there on Friday sometimes and do a free live seminar. So I'm very familiar with Fairplex Park. Boy, that was popular.
It was a lot of fun. It really, really was, you know. And I don't know, I think for a lot of people, it's kind of like getting out of town. They seem to have a lot of fun out there. Short meet, different type of racing, you know, on a bull ring and so on.
Yeah.
But anyway, let's talk about what's going on today and maybe get your thoughts on yesterday's Jim Dandy prelude to the late summer Derby, the Travers, coming up before we know it.
Yeah, I you know, it seems like Irad Ortiz always just makes the right decision. On paper, with Renegade, you would have thought that you're not going to be able to deep close and win that race because on paper there was no speed in the race. And it turned out it was a little more contested pace than we thought going in. He made one run, and he ran down Commandant. I think this is a bunch of three-year-olds who just have not gotten better, though. I think they were better in that, Mike, I think almost other than, you know, a Golden Tempo, I'm wondering if these horses were better in when they were prepping coming up to the Derby rather than post-Derby. I don't think they've progressed at all. I mean, I think the best three-year-old out there could be still. I think Englishman, and I know Crude Velocity is on the sidelines. I think those could be the two most talented three-year-olds, and they didn't even run on the Triple Crown. So, I mean, it was a brilliant ride. I never thought that you'd be able to come from that far off the pace. But let's face it, Irad doesn't make too many mistakes in New York.
I mean, watching the race, I thought it was hopeless.
Yeah.
I just, no way. You know, I thought Pratt would be able to get it done, and I don't know. Anyway, let's talk about now. Do you want to go to Saratoga for your first selection?
Yeah, I'm going to go a little earlier in the card today, Mike. Let's check out the fourth race. These are fillies going a mile and an eighth on the grass. Starter allowance horses, and I like the 7 horse here, Starlight Dancer. She's had 2 races off a layoff since August of last year. She won her last race. It was a restricted claimer. I like the rider, Carmouche, because you know one thing about this rider. He's sort of like the Edwin Maldonado of New York, Mike. He is one of the, or maybe the most aggressive rider early in a race. And if you watch Carmouche in the last race, he really gave her a shove to put her into the race. She was pulling right off the leaders, got into the 2 path, and there was a 3-horse battle down the lane. It was a good looking race. She did the last 16th of a mile in 5 4/5 seconds, so that was a 4 real last 16th. And I think there's a lot more upside to her. This is her 3rd race since last August. Carmouche will probably get her into the race because there's very little speed in here. And I think she's trending in the right direction. So race 4, let's go with the 7. Starlight Dancer listed at 6-1 on the morning line.
At Saratoga, and post for that is 252 Eastern. Okay, come on out here to Del Mar. 10 of them today in regular first post time, 2 o'clock, Bruce.
Yeah, I'm going to go with a horse with a race over the track in race number 5. And I think we're all, as these handicappers, we all kind of agree it's been challenging. It should get more formful as horses come off a race over the track. And I like in the 5th race the 10 horse, Clever Clover. He had he's a hard knocker at this level. At Santa Anita, he had won for 10,000 and 12.5, kind of a similar stalking running style. He jumped into a cowbred allowance race on opening day, Mike. He was on the worst part of the track that day. It hasn't been a heavily biased track this year, but I thought opening day, the outside lanes had the advantage. He was down inside. It didn't really matter, though, because Frank Bullitt absolutely freaked and ran a huge race, running a very fast time and a visually impressive race. Those were light year better horses in a highly rated race. I think advantage with the race over the track. He's in against his friends. He draws near the outside. Like I said, he should be, you know, not too far out of it early. I think he's well spotted. Race 5, let's go with the 10, Clever Clover. At 8-1.
Well, and you get a guy who started slow, but he's red hot right now. Joel Rosario at 8-1, Bruce.
Yeah, he's really due to get going here. You know, it's not the worst jockey room, but it's not New York. And I think once he gets in a groove, he's going to be right near the top.
Post time for race 5, 4:10 Pacific. Tell us about the website, betonbruce.com.
Full card analysis at Del Mar. Pretty good card today, actually, I thought, at Del Mar. 10 race package. We have the last 6 races also at Saratoga with audio. We call that the combo platter, and also the 4 best plays at Del Mar also with audio. Mike, I don't know if you saw, before I leave you guys, the last race of the day, a horse that was favored, incredible horsemanship. Did you see Juan Hernandez? You got to go back and watch this.
I did. He came off the horse. I mean, he lost both of his irons. The horse come out and then stumbled, and he almost went over his right shoulder. It was, and then he was
on Mike. He was riding on the side. He was on the side of the. How he didn't fall off the horse is miraculous.
And Juan, he didn't even try to get his feet back in the irons around the turn. He waited till they straightened out down the backside. Then he got him in, and the way the horse finished up. I think you got to conclude he was probably best, Bruce, the favorite.
Not only was he best, Mike, I think he was a mile
best
in that race. But for anyone who doesn't think these riders are not athletes, go watch Juan Hernandez or Flavian Pratt.
Timmy,
last
how do you pronounce
falling
that?
Off a horse past the wire. They are incredible athletes.
Yeah.
Pound for pound, they're about as good as it gets. And again, anybody who didn't see it, go watch it. How Hernandez was able to stay on the horse was incredible.
Amazing.
And he finished fourth.
Yes.
To boot. So
it was a 10 horse in the 11th race. Timme. It's a weird spelling. T-I-M-A and then 4 Y's. So bad luck at the start, to put it mildly.
Yeah, I think you'll get bet next time out.
Yeah, right. Hey, Bruce, always a pleasure, man. Great talking to you.
Take care.
Appreciate it. Let's sail on out to Bob Mazursky. Hey, Bob, good morning.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
Good. I want to follow up on something I talked about last week, and that is that the next day Major League Baseball box scores and horse racing results are no longer in a lot of the Southern California News Group papers. I said all of them because that's what I was led to believe, and I said there's a viable workaround. I use it all the time now for both the box scores, current news, sports, and certainly race results, the full charts like we've always enjoyed for so many years in these papers. That's a OC Register e-edition. However, I heard from Kevin Modesty yesterday, Bob, and he said that while 65% of the papers are, as I said, that they being the San Gabriel Valley Tribune, Pasadena Star News, Riverside Press Enterprise, Inland Valley Daily Bulletin, San Bernardino Suns, and the Redlands papers, the LA Daily News still has, for the most part, and the Orange County Register in their home editions, Bob, they've got everything current. And I told Kevin, well, I guess that's great, but now it's even more frustrating. You wonder,
yeah,
how did we draw the short end of the straw? 65% of the subscribership and right in the breadbasket of Santa Anita Park, you know, Pasadena, the San Gabriel Valley, and so on. But anyway, the good news is the LA Daily News, Long Beach Independent, and the OC Register, it looks like pretty much situation normal, Bob.
Yeah, well, that's good to hear. And, you know, I guess it's just a matter of where the production takes place and the deadlines and everything else, depending on who gets it and who does not.
Bad news is, it's my understanding, it ain't going to change. But we're hoping you can change our fortunes maybe today at the bank. Who do you like for radio today, Bob?
I'm going to go to the third race. I like number three, Miss Mandalay for Bob Hess. She needed a race last time. She'd been off for 10 months. She had the lead, got out finished, ran. Now she's cutting back to a distance that she's won over. She won over this track back in late 2024. I like the fact that Rosario, who you guys mentioned, is starting to get a little hot. He's had the last 2 days he's been good after a very slow start to the meet. So he's riding her back. So number three, Miss Mandalay in race three.
Okay, 8-1 on the line. And, Bob, your stuff's also available at todaysracingdigest.com.
That is correct.
Bob, have a great day. Best to Amy.
All right, thanks, Mike. Take care.
All right, we'll hit our final break here at the Big A in Anaheim. Coming back strong, heading to South Florida. Say hello to Toby Khaled. And then take two with Jonathan Hardoon of the Rags and Cheats. Don't go away. This is Thoroughbred L.A.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
It's another huge weekend of nighttime racing action at Los Alamitos. Get ready to cash in on Night Racing's best bets all weekend long, featuring our popular early and late pick four wagers and the traditional pick six. And remember, we'll add $10,000 of new money to the pick six pool this Sunday night if there isn't a carryover. The Pick 6 promotional pools often reach the $70,000 mark. Our Pick 6 pools have hit historic figures this season, including a record $700,000 total pool on June 7th. And racing fans, make your plans now to join us for more stakes racing action this month, like the John Deere California Juvenile on August 8th, the Claiming Futurity on August 16th, and the Grade 1 Go Man Go on August 23rd. It's great quarter horse racing action every weekend at Los Alamitos. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgart's Sports Bar. The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos. Our races start shortly after the final race from Del Mar.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna at Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting a best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
Welcome back. Final segment, Thurbit Los Angeles. And again, folks, a 10-race card today at Del Mar where the turf meets the surf, and we'll tee it up at 2 o'clock. Let's get down to South Florida. I don't know if he's on the course or at home. We're going to find out. Toby Calla, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. We have a little bit of business to take care of here, some of which is on your behalf. But now we're at the desk. We're looking at racing today, so it's a business day. Yes, sir.
You know, I talked to John Hardoon before we came on the air today, and I said, John, I don't know how you've done it for years. You've kind of geared down now at this stage, Toby, but John's still just full bore year-round. And when you're in the Eastern time zone, you know, you guys start back there early, and you go way late when we're running at Del Mar. And then if you're trying to just stay on top of everything, for the first time in my life, I'm at home when all this racing is going on, and it's full time. If you're trying to pay attention to what certain people are saying, the way races are run, how the betting went and everything, there's a heck of a lot involved here, Toby. You're not just throwing darts.
I'll put it to you this way. The 3 weeks that Del Mar's been open between Thursday and Sunday, I don't even bother to shave. Okay, we bathe, we brush our teeth, but we don't even shave. No reason to. You know, when I run an errand, so what? When I run out and hit some golf balls, so what? But I'm at the desk, so what's the big deal?
Yeah.
Speaking of you and your show, you know, you rarely take props. And last Sunday, you put over something on the show. If the listeners were paying attention, you had Doug O'Neill on, and you talked about the third race, Let Her Fly, and he said, don't overlook my other horse in there, D. Snook. And then you had Andy Harrington on, who we all know is as sharp as they come. And he mentioned Dream Seeker. Well, they ran 1-2-3. The two O'Neills ran 1-2, and Dream Seeker was third. $36 exacta for a buck. The 50-cent try to pay $1.20. So you don't take the props, but those of us that listen, thanks, Mike.
Thanks for that. And what about Phil D'Amato? We got him and Gold Phoenix. You know, the one thing I didn't ask him, Mark Ratzke pointed this out to me later. If you remember, Phil said going into the San Juan Capistrano, he thought at age 8, Gold Phoenix was training better than at any time he had ever had him.
Sure
and
did.
Apparently he was doing so good coming out of the race. You know, they ran last week. They didn't originally intend to, you know, in the Eddie Reed. But hats off to Phil, and he's always so gracious. Guys like him, Mark Ladd, Doug, so many guys were blessed, you know.
Well, you know, as you know, from personal experience, good horsemen oftentimes let their horses tell them where to go and where, you know, and what to do. And Phil, as we know, got a lot of good pedigree and is a very sharp horseman on his own. And his horse told him and rewarded with what is something now that a lot of people can speak about, because Gold Phoenix shows that those of us that have a little gray hair still have a little something left in the tank.
Yeah, now it's on to the Del Mar Handicap. He's going to try and win it for the 25th consecutive year. Toby, let's get to it. Are you going to stay home at Gulfstream? Where do you want to go for radio?
I am going to stay home because we've got a nice little overnight stake, the sixth race. There are no scratches, and I think we can make some money. And in this race, I like the 4 Miss the Cut. We'll use the 1 Tank, the 6 Indecisiveness, and the 5 Private Thoughts to round out the gimmicks. 4165 to get live for more Del Mar bankroll.
Okay, terrific. And race 6 at Gulf scheduled to go 3:05 Eastern. Thank you, Toby Callett. We'll talk to you next week. Good luck today.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
All right, take 2 with Jonathan Hardoon from Saratoga Springs. John, good morning. The Pacific Ocean water is fine. Come on out. We got 10 races. We get underway at 2 o'clock.
I just want to say one thing about the last race yesterday that you and Bruce were talking about. Well, full disclosure is Bruce gave that horse out on Bob and John's show yesterday.
Yes.
And believe me, he was 20 lengths the best. the amazing thing is that Juan Inez just didn't ease the horse up. You lose your stirrups coming out of the gate, and apparently there was other broken equipment. He almost fell off the horse. And to ride and get a check for fourth, people don't realize how important that is to owners and how much the trainer and owner have to appreciate it. I mean, he could have absolutely wrapped up, and rightfully so. No one would have said a damn word about it. But the fact that he rode that horse like that, he deserves a lot of credit. He really does.
I thought for certain he was going to ease the horse, you know, heading into the first turn. He somehow got back down on the backside. Brian Lynch sent this horse out from Churchill. Obviously, they had the ship and win money on their mind. The good news is, hopefully, there's enough time left in this meet that they can get him in another race.
Yeah, exactly. But he ran like four races yesterday. One, half of it with a jock on him, half of it with the jock hanging on. He didn't know what was going on, the pole. But listen, he never gave up, and they deserve a lot of credit. That's the point I was trying to make.
100%, John. All right, let's get to it. Who do you like today out here at Del Mar?
All right, so let's look at the eighth race today, Mike. It's a mile and a 16th on the turf, and I like the number seven horse in here, Call Me Sir. Four-year-old gelding from the Mark Latt barn. This horse is rounding into form now. I think he's sitting on a big effort. He was freshened up since May 23rd, Kazuchi Kimura aboard to ride. He's run over this track in the past, and he's run well. He's going to get his first win on this turf course. Number seven, Call Me Sir, wins today's eighth race out at Del Mar.
Okay, this one at a Milam, 1/16 on turf. Pardon me, John, post time for race eight at Del Mar set at 5:40 Pacific. Tell us once again about the website, JONHARDON.com, and you guys include Gulfstream on Mondays now.
Yes, we do. Three best plays is $10, full card $25. Today we have Saratoga and Del Mar selections, and it's a long day, Mike. Last race at Del Mar last night, I waited up to bet this horse that went through everything. At 10:15 at night was post time for the last race here. So, yes.
A long, long day indeed. You told me before the show, if you're thinking about a social life, forget about it. I mean, it's demanding, to put it mildly, but, hey, we're in a game we love. That, you know, I mean, how many people can say that?
Exactly. You get up, and yeah, there are tough days involved and everything else that goes with it, but you turn the page and you move on, and you enjoy it and you love what you do. And believe me, a lot of stuff going on in this game is hurting it, and all we could do is fight till the end and hope they straighten things out before it's too late.
All right, eighth race. John says it's number seven, Call Me Sir, Kazuchi Kimura aboard for Mark Glatt. And race eight at Del Mar set to go at 5:40. John, have a great day. Have a great week, and we'll talk next Sunday. Good luck.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well.
Okay, and again, my thanks to the guys inside here. Full court press this morning with Elliot Kams, Chris Monreal, and downtown Dave Calloway. Angels warm-up coming your way at 11:30. It'll be the Halos and the Brewers here at the Big A at 12:15 this afternoon. Good luck to them. Folks, we'll talk to you next week. Thanks for being there. So long.
You've been listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, brought to you by Little Joe's Fresh Mex and the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia. Great food and ice cold beer 7 days a week.